the ministration of righteousness. No one ever even declared it to me. I lived in a Christian nation for 31 years, and I'd never heard the gospel like I ought to have heard it. And whether my ears were shut at times to the hearing of it when it maybe was preached to me or what, all I know is for 31 years, I never really heard it. And I was studying the Bible for 10 of those years. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. The Spirit of what? The ministration of the Spirit. He is the Spirit that ministers. The Spirit which turns us to Him. The Spirit which creates righteousness in us. He is that Spirit. And where there is the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's a good thing. There's freedom in Christ. So you don't have to be constrained by legalistic constructs. And a lot of the old law had to do with, you know, what you eat, what you dress. There are still ways you ought to dress. We ought to dress modestly, the scriptures say. Now there's liberty in that, not to tell you, well, modestly means this, that, the other. By the Spirit of Christ in us, we know what we ought to do. And we do what we ought to do. The liberty is to be able to choose what you ought to do and exactly how to do that. To be free is to be free from the bonds of lust and the bonds of conformity with the world, where you've got to be like them. You've got to do what they do. You've got to do what's pleasing to them. You've got to be like they are. You know, that is not free. I want to be free. I want to do what I want to pierce my tongue just like 99,000 other people. I want to wear I want to wear a mohawk haircut just like all those other mohawk haircuts. You're not free. You're just conforming to another image. You're just another kind of conformist. Young people, they always think they're being themselves and distinguishing themselves and being different. No, they're just being like other self-centered people who do things to themselves to try to make themselves stand out. You're just a selfish, self-centered person. True liberty is to be free from all those concerns, to be free from yourself, and free from having to impress people, and free from trying to stand out even. To where you can, I can just be unremarkable, and it doesn't bother me. I don't need everyone to see what an individual I am, or how important I am. I don't need everyone to, you know, but I also have the freedom to be an individual, but in a way that is real, not just some fake outward jumbo. How individual are you within yourself? How unlike other people are you within yourself? You think you're different, no one understands me? No, you're just like everyone else. And it's pathetic. I know, because that was me too. I can comfort you with the same comfort I was comforted with. You don't have to be like that. You can really be free. Free to find out who you really are. Christ holds a white stone, and on it is a new name written, your name. Who hear his word and believe on him and follow after. A new name written which no man knows, but he that receiveth it. You will receive a special name of what individual you really are. And in the eyes of someone whom impressing is really worth it. Not that God's impressed with us, but he's going to make us impressive. Make us into real individuals. Into something really special. Special in his sight. I want the freedom to become all those things. And if you want it to, well then, this is the savor of life. If this sounds unappealing to you, that's the savor of death. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, in a mirror, you know, the glory of the Lord. We're looking at the Lord. We're seeing the glory of the Lord. We're in a mirror, at us. It is coming on us. We are changed to the same image, into his image, I mean, the image in the mirror, I'm not looking at that pathetic human being that I have been, but I'm seeing something else being formed when I look in the mirror. When I look at myself, I'm seeing myself changed into his image, from one glory to another, from a lesser glory to a greater glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord, it is the Spirit of the Lord that does all this. Amen.